Now, the Women on Farms Project has strongly condemned this massive surge in xenophobic violence, warning that intimidation and force are not solutions to the country's complex social, political, and economic challenges. Again, many would argue that, rightly so, South Africans are angry. South Africa is angry. But our anger is misguided and misdirected. There was plenty of talk around June 30th, national shutdown, the call by a few entities to have all undocumented foreign nationals, to have them all removed from the country. There have been marches today thus far across the country, Western Cape, Eastern Cape, Gauteng, KZN, Tswane, amongst others. But let's look at it from the farm workers' perspective. So this organization, WFP, they argue that blaming and targeting vulnerable migrants from other African countries distracts from the root cause of the crisis, including slow economic growth, widespread unemployment, and deep inequality. And there the blame must be laid at our ruling administration. For so many years, these issues have festered and have become worse. So now South Africans are angry. But to take it out on foreign nationals, certainly, certainly misguided. Carter Grace, a WFP member online. Carter, good afternoon.
Hello.
Carter, thanks for joining us. Now, let's talk about the recent tensions around undocumented migrants, how it has affected daily life, and particularly here, we haven't spoken that much on our show, that is, but the work on farms. How has this affected those in the rural areas?
Good afternoon, and thank you very much for this opportunity to contribute. We would like to say at Women on Farms Project, we know that this is a very, very tender moment in our society, and we know that tensions are rife and that people are frustrated, justifiably so. There's a lot of issues that need to be dealt with, but we are calling for calm because the issues on farms, such as low wages, precarious labor, unemployment, evictions, we can't place those at the hands of the migrants. They did not create those situations. They are economic circumstances inherited from apartheid that have not been resolved. So that is our broad framework. And what the women report in terms of what is happening is that there's mass fear and mass deportation of migrant workers that either left or made plans to leave or are in hiding.
So talking about that mass exodus of farm workers, particularly foreign nationals, in the last couple of months, has your organization perhaps tracked what those numbers could be like? Foreign nationals on our farms fearing for their lives have then started leaving a couple of months ago. Do you have an indication as to what those numbers could be like?
Well, in 2021, we saw the increased use of migrant laborers on commercial farms, and we wanted to investigate that use and what the impact of that was. So we spoke to, that was 2021, we spoke to 105 migrant women, and what we found is that these women in agriculture, a woman on a farm is already on the lowest rung of the agricultural structure. But women, migrant women, are the lowest of the low. They pay the hardest. They have the highest service, and they're not entitled to the minimum wage in many cases or benefits. So that was the work we did in 2021. And what we've been doing is we've been supporting the farm workers on farms that are helping the migrants at the moment. So we don't have any official new information at this time, but we've been working with the farm workers to support those people. And yeah.
So, Cara, can you talk to us about the main causes, or at least a few of the most pronounced causes of unemployment and economic hardships in our farming communities? Are migrants significantly being targeted in the rural communities, within the farming communities? Are they also being blamed unfairly for our broader social and economic challenges? Because that certainly seems to be the narrative by some entities, pushing the narrative that in our urban areas, it's the foreign nationals that we have to blame for our social and economic challenges. Is it the same in our rural areas and on our farming communities?
Well, the thing about farms is that they are the legacy of colonization, slavery, and apartheid. So in that context, the Boer or the farmer is seen as the god or the father-like, and the workers have nothing but their cheap, precarious labor to barter with. So to begin with, there are enormous power inequalities that that continue to this day. And what that does is make all workers on farms extremely vulnerable and precarious. So you wouldn't, as a worker, insist upon PPE for when you're spraying, because if you do, you might find yourself fired. And in on farms, employment is linked to the labor, so you could also find yourself evicted. So these are the conditions on farms for South Africans, and especially for migrant workers. And so what we find is that in the race to the bottom is that there are farmers who exploit the mine workers' vulnerability. So because they're undocumented, they can pay them a lower wage, and there's no recourse mechanism if that is the case. And because they're undocumented, they can give them higher targets. That's also what we see, is that the South Africans get a different target to the migrant workers. And for the women in particular, they report having pain when they come through the border, and in many cases they have to give sexual favors in order to get the job, in order to cross the border. So what we find is that the migrant workers are experiencing the worst of the worst conditions. And in terms of who is to blame, we want to acknowledge that life in South Africa is very difficult at the moment. It's the petrol price, it's the food price. Unemployment is at 43%, poverty is at 60%, and then we have this huge inequality. We're the most unequal country in the world, but we can't blame the migrants for that. That is a problem or an issue that the government had to resolve. There were promises made in 1994 that they have not fulfilled. So it is not the migrant worker that's making life very difficult, but it is the entire context, and it is the policies of our government that they have chosen, including the ones that protect private sector. Because as women farmers, we've advocated for a wealth tax, but to date, Treasury is immovable on a wealth tax. So we have a situation where about 55% of the wealth belongs to 1% of the population, and that causes great frustration. I just feel that we're targeting the wrong group of people. But I do want to acknowledge there are serious concerns that have been raised with immigration, for example, that must be addressed, because that's also breaking trust between the South African citizens and the government.
Indeed. Cara Grace, a member of Women on Farms Project, thanks so much for your time in PM Drive.
Thank you very much for having me. Have a good day.